Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis & Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
Expecting one of these days for you to throw down the good morning Vietnam on top of this right now.
Oh, the ideas.
Hello everybody and welcome to our podcast.
Hello. Hello everyone. Hang on. There we go. And now it's counting.
Chat window. Yeah, we almost forgot that.
Yeah.
So never, how you been, man?
Never forget the chat.
Yeah.
Just another week, I guess. I don't know where I'm at right now. You ever get that feeling that it might be time to look for a new job?
Every day for the last 20 years. Yeah, yeah.
Revolver Blood and Honey
sounds tasty.
Oh man, let me tell you, that is awesome. 7% alcohol.
Oh good. I'm just drinking cheap vodka and some of those ice mixers, but I cannot get too toasty because I have my yearly physical tomorrow morning at 9 a.m
Yeah. Yearly physical?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And sort of a follow-up, too. I mean, they want to... I got to remember to get my blood pressure cuff out. I have to take my blood pressure cuff in with me so that they can calibrate it.
Yeah.
They can see if it's high or low compared to theirs and show them whatever results I got. Blah, 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 blah. Ugh. So last Sunday, I was over at Bob's house waxing the boat. And he had this nice Meguiar's, you know, put it, you know, came out of a liquid kind of thing. And you do it on, you wipe it up real super easy. But he only had one bottle. So I got the two Amas, they call it, the two fender thing he's done. But then there was none left. And did the hull with carnauba wax.
Yeah.
Oh, fudge.
That Meguiar's ceramic spray stuff is what I use on the Beamer, and it's phenomenally easy. Then you get into the carnauba wax stuff and you're like, oh shit, I actually have to work at this now.
Dude, high speed, like he had an angle grinder when he had a high speed buffer. I'm lugging this thing around and it's just like, oh God, thought I was going to die. But the boat's done. It's on the trailer. It's ready to rock and roll. Life is good. It was Mary's birthday today, as a matter of fact, if you,
saw that,
on Facebook. Okay.
On the Facebook. Yeah. Very, very happy birthday to you, Mary. Anyways.
So yeah, tomorrow is Doctor, Sam's Club, I'm driving out to Alliance to get Thai food. And I know that sounds weird, but I sold a car to this guy and this gal, and she's from Thailand. And this thing's got like 4.7 Google, 4.7 out of 5-star Google reviews. And he's like, I don't want to brag, but like people from New York and California come to our place and it's the best Thai food they've ever had. So I'm like, going to do the half hour drive out there, pick up some lunch, come back. We got the guy coming to fix the furnace at 2. It's going to be a busy day.
Going to be a busy day. What did I do? I worked.
I'm sure you worked all day yesterday.
Today was the first day off I've had in ages. And the excitement of the day was me in the last half hour that I was going to be working. I had been nonstop busy because we had everyone and their mother at the golf course. And I decided to sit back for a second and take a little break. And next thing I know, my boss is pulling up behind me in a cart. And the first thing out of his mouth is, "What are you doing?" Well, I'm sitting down for a second. I've been going nonstop. I haven't eaten all day. I leave in 15 minutes. I'm going to sit. "So you're not working again?" Yeah. Time for a new job.
You mean again since yesterday when I didn't work, when I left work? Yeah, you are correct.
I have one AGM who has it completely in his head that I do jack shit. And sadly, he used to be one of my friends. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
I sent Burke a video of something that is sitting up on my bourbon shelf.
Is it a... What is that contract? Because the video quality is very poor. Is it a box? Is it an iPad? What is it?
It's a box.
It's a box. Let's see here.
Let me...
Oh, interesting. It's like
Okay, it is called the Tidbit. T-I-D-B-Y-T. And this thing, if you notice here, it has tons of apps that you can put on it. So, myself being a sports fan, I have the basically it's a miniature LED screen that will show whatever apps you put into it. So I have the weather on mine. I have sports scores because I'm a sports freak.
But it's not like LEDs exactly. It's like LED bulbs. It's like
it's
a light bright.
Well, what it's made out of is a panel from an LED video wall. So it's a bunch of mini little pixels. But it's able to scroll all kinds of news and stuff. And it's totally self-supported once you get it hooked up. It's Wi-Fi. It hooks into my Wi-Fi. On my phone, I control all the apps. So, like, I have it set up for the Cleveland Indians score to come across. I have it set up for the Texas Rangers score to come across. I have it set up for the Cleveland Browns, MLB news, all of the racing stuff that I follow, Formula One, ARCA, and NASCAR. And then Monday through Friday, during the daytime, during stock hours, I have it set up to show me the stocks that I am invested in. So I can literally sit here at my desk, watch it, and know everything that's going on. It will also send alerts through it if there's bad weather or something like that. Oh, it's so cool. One of the guys, our sales manager at work, had one on his desk. And I was like, that's freaking cool. He was like, yeah, my girlfriend got it for me. I was like, ooh, I'm going to have to look into this thing. It was $179, which is a little bit pricey.
I say, would an old iPad do the same job except better definition?
Yeah, but the last iPad I bought was $500. This was $179. And this is pretty much self-sufficient. Ooh, Worldwide Technology Raceway. Don't know where that is, but that's the next NASCAR Cup race. Driver's points. Ross Chastain is in first. Yeah, it does everything. It even does my Formula One points, the Formula One tracks. And during the race on the Formula One app, during the race, it will give you updates on who's in first, second, and third for the race, lap by lap. It'll tell you what lap they're on, whether it's a green flag, everything.
Kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. So that's ooh, maybe they'll sponsor us. Maybe I can get you one for free.
That's some celebrity deaths just recently. Tina Turner passed away. Jim Brown passed away. Mary Belafonte. Kind of sad. Couldn't believe Tina passed away. I was like, really?
Well, she had been in bad health, like really bad health for a while.
Sorry to see him go.
Yeah. Her.
Them.
All of them. Very, very sad. Sad. Yeah, Tina Turner. I'm going to miss. Ooh. Cleveland's losing 2-0 right now in the second inning, and Texas is losing 2-3.
Cough button. Hey, he got it
in the top of the fourth.
Shock.
Well, you can tell that an election's coming up because everything on TV lately has been stupid shit.
That's why I don't watch TV.
Yeah, I'm to that point. It's gonna be 88 degrees here tomorrow.
It was 88 degrees here today. It's 80 degrees right now.
It's 84 here right now. It's gonna be 88 tomorrow and 86 on Wednesday.
86 on Wednesday, 88 on Thursday, 91 on Friday.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, we only got a couple minutes left, man. Do you have the inspirational playing with something? Pills, peanuts, something. Drugs.
Tylenol.
Ah. Yeah, should do some of those too.
I've had a headache all day. I went and saw that movie today and it was just god awful loud.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry. What the hell just happened? I don't know. Everything's fine over here. Didn't hear anything.
Ooh. No, my soundboard program just disappeared.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't do nothing.
let me see if I have the inspiration. Yeah, everybody here, hang on.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot.
Sorry, that's just what I said to my ex-wife.
It's time for the Davis and Davis Show Motivational Minute.
Don't be an asshole. Assholes are people who have no regard for other people, their feelings, and their point of view. If you feel that you may be an asshole and are suffering from the assholism, there is help for you. Contact your local Assholes Anonymous hotline and be sure to check yourself into the Asshole Rehabilitation Center for the benefit of everybody.
Take a mighty shit.
Kind of reminds me of the asshole and dick speech from the end of Team America.
Self-help sing. That's what he goes by. Self-help sing. I did get one other thing. Let me see if it's going to show up.
Oh, is that like a liquid barometer?
Galileo thermometer.
Oh, cool.
So, of course.
More shit for the cast to knock over and break. That's good.
Well, the cats aren't allowed in here, so it doesn't matter because they broke my last one.
Bob will probably try to drink it.
So, I have it in the office, and all of the electronics are in here. I mean, we've already gone through that discussion and all that. So, I turn off my air conditioner when I go to work to save electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sits on my desk. I come in. There's literally only like two balls at the top.
Which means it's like 100 degrees in there.
It means it's close to 92 degrees.
And that's just with your refrigerator running, right? Or do you leave your computers on?
The fridge is out. I moved it out to the garage. This room would be 100 degrees with the refrigerator in here.
Oh no, you don't have frosty beverages right at your hand anymore.
I know.
Oh no.
But it's out in the garage, and I keep my beer for the show in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Because it's close. And I'll tell you what, that Whirlpool refrigerator that we got when we got the place, oh my lord, you stick a beer in there, or like I stuck my six pack in there that was sitting in the trunk of my car while I was watching that movie, and it's already cold. It's only been in there for like an hour. It's a beefcake. And I have like one drawer just dedicated to beer where I have the setting pushed all the way down to coldest. Had lettuce in there for a little while, but the lettuce kept freezing. I was like, that's cold.
That's what we
cold
want.
Cold shit.
All righty. Mr. Timer went off there a little while back. So we should probably take a small commercial break.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
I don't think I have. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and we have Guardians of the Galaxies for you this show. Guardians of the Galaxies 3, but I'm sure that we're going to kind of talk about all three because they are all intertwined with each other.
Yes.
We'll have very, very long talks about our director, writer,
Mr. Gunn.
It's going to be an interesting show, ladies and gentlemen. Come on back. We will see you in a second.
Falls from my eyes.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Most weight loss plans are one size fits all, not taking into account each person's individual needs. Noom is here to change that. Noom Weight uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. One of the great things about Noom is that it's nourishing instead of restrictive. They focus on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything for that matter. Have cravings? Food FOMO? Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com.
I think I was watching Harold and Kumar. And this is in that movie. And I'm like, I think I just said this to Scott.
Where was it?
I don't understand.
The worm?
One stick once, worm once. I don't understand.
So Burke sent me a message saying something personal, and I was like, huh. First I sent him a clapping hands, and then I sent him what is that thing called? Not squash.
An aubergine.
Aubergine?
That's what they're called in Great Britain. Yeah. It's an eggplant.
Eggplant. And then I sent him this squiggly worm that looks like a shit. Because for some reason, when you type in the search emojis, shit, it doesn't find it.
Rat bastards.
Oh, there is.
There it is.
All right. So it might be a short segment, people. We don't know yet. The laxative may have kicked in already.
No, I just thought I had to take a mighty shit, but I did not.
Take a mighty shit.
Yes. Take a mighty shit, man.
And wash your hands.
Unless you work at a golf course, then you're not allowed to.
Take a mighty shit.
Krusty was still the best.
Wash your ass. Toilet paper is good, but water is much better idea. Use water each and every time you wash your ass. A clean asshole is good for you, good for your well-being, good for your soul, and good for each and everybody who is coming into close proximity with your ass. Wash your ass every day. Make washing your ass an act of devotion and a gift to your body. Life is too short to walk this earth for a crusty asshole. So wash your ass.
I love that.
Crusty asshole.
Self-help sing. He has helped the Davis and Davis show now for about a month. Hey, we're about to talk about another creation of the mouse.
Yeah. Although this one kind of snubbed its nose at the mouse just a little bit on a couple occasions, which is fine by me.
I understand that we're all gonna work for the mouse someday, but
there'll be one hospital covering the whole world. There'll be one entertainment. It'll be the mouse.
It's all about the damn mouse. Yeah, we are discussing a film that just came out. When did that come out? Opening was May 5th, 2023. And it made a lot of freaking money the first weekend that it was out.
Yep. Actually, I think the second weekend was like way bigger or something like that, which is kind of the opposite of Quantumania.
Let's see here. The day that it came out, May 5th, it made $48 million in one day.
It's currently in the number two spot for the year at $304,775,000. So not too shabby.
Box Office Mojo has it at $306 million now, but Box Office Mojo updates daily, where some of the other ones only update weekly.
Well, I got this a couple days ago, so that sounds about right.
Yeah. $306 million so far.
I had to look at the budget. Was it like 158 or something? It wasn't a ton.
That's on my next sheet. Box Office Mojo is a freaking phenomenal website to use. It gives you just about every information, every bit of information that you ever need.
Any metric on a movie you care to know about.
But let's see here. My new tab. Where is my IMDb?
You got the Rotten Tomato scores up?
I do not. I figured you did.
I did. Rotten Tomato, take a guess.
Okay, we're going Rotten Tomato first.
Tomato, then audience. Yep.
I'm going to put it at about an 82.
On the freaking money. Any clue about the audience score?
I think it's going to be lower.
You would be wrong.
Really?
94.
Okay. I like that.
I like it.
I like that a lot.
Right, let me ask you, before we get into this, did you get a chance to see the Guardians Christmas special?
You know what? In one of the YouTube videos that I watched about this, they talked about that. And I don't think I ever saw it.
It's a Disney Plus thing.
Okay, then I definitely did not see it.
Okay. In that, I need a quick synopsis. Let me think. Drax and Mantis decide they want to get a gift for Quill because he looks really depressed. They introduce Cosmo the dog. They've all moved to nowhere. They're kind of, you know, getting in and doing their thing and getting everything turned around. And Drax and Mantis go to Earth to steal Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
And of course, Mantis, you know, does her little mental thing, and he's like, yeah, let's go to space. That'd be awesome. So they steal Kevin Bacon, bring him back, and Quill is like freaking out because you stole Kevin Bacon. Yeah. And what else happens there? Eventually, yeah, it's all straightened out. They send Kevin back to Earth, and then they do all these Christmas presents and everything. Nebula gives Bucky's metal arm to Rocket as a Christmas present. I have that arm. Yeah. And no, it was just a cute show and everything, which ties into the very end credit of this movie, where his grandfather is reading the newspaper. And there's a blurb about Kevin Bacon's story about being abducted by aliens is on the back of the newspaper there.
Oh, my God. So you asked what it cost to make this film. The budget was $250 million.
Oh, okay.
With an extra $100 million for advertising. So grand total budget was about $350 million.
So they're coming close to breaking even at this point, but
yeah, but it's gonna outpass it. So you said that the Rotten Tomatoes was
82 and audience was 94.
Okay, so Guardians of the Galaxy one, when it came out,
sleeper,
but I loved it.
Oh yeah, I didn't even see it in the theater because I was like, I knew nothing about it, I heard nothing about it, I didn't even bother seeing it in the theater. And then guy at work who's big into Marvel and everything, he saw it and he was like, dude, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, that's high praise coming from you. So I think I bought it when it first came out or something like that. Yeah, it's got to be my favorite Marvel movie.
So
yeah,
Guardians of the Galaxies 1, 2, and 3 were directed and written by the same man, James Gunn. Star Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I'm just going to go with that for now for the cast. Chris Pratt pays because I can't talk today. He plays Peter Quill.
I'm going to have to interpret for you soon.
Remember that a quarter of these characters are CGI, so all you get is voices. Bradley Cooper
as Rocket Raccoon once again
plays Rocket the Raccoon, or the Badger as he said for a while.
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Yeah. Mantis is Pom Clemente.
She's originally from France. She's born or raised in France, but she's I want to say Korean, but I'm probably being wrong about that. She's of an Asian descent. I can't remember what.
Dave Bautista I had something for this. Are you ready?
Do it.
It's not his, but it's related to what he did before this.
Okay.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Oh my God, I am such a WWE freak. Yes, Bautista was the WWE champion. He was the world's champion. He was the best character in the WWE besides The Rock, Ric Flair, and Hulk
Hogan. Roddy Piper.
Oh, you know what? I loved Rowdy Roddy. But Bautista was just, he was a big guy. So yeah, in the WWE, the big guys make the biggest impact. You got Undertaker, you got Kane, you got all these guys that are 6 foot or 7 foot tall. Yeah, just really big guys. And that's where Bautista really kind of fit in well. And he was there during the Austin 360 the Stone Cold Steve Austin era, Rock era, Triple H. So he had a lot of great superstars around him to propel him. Much better actor than wrestler. He was much better actor. I loved him in all of the Guardians.
He's pretty good in the Bond film too, for that matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good villain.
Next up, Nebula.
Karen Gillan.
Yeah. She's English, isn't she?
No, Irish or Irish. It's Scottish. Irish. Okay. Irish.
The one that threw me off, because I didn't know that he was the one that did the voice for it, was Groot.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I never knew. I've watched all three movies. I have two of the movies on my Apple TV permanently. I had no clue that that was Vin Diesel. We'll get into that character a little bit later, but what a great... I am Groot. Would you quit saying that? Let's see here. I don't know who else to do.
Well, you got James Gunn's brother, who did the motion capture for Rocket and played Kraglin.
Okay.
Oh God, who plays the voice of the dog? It's somebody.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, that all makes sense now. Will Poulter was in it, playing Warlock.
Oh yeah, Adam Warlock. Yeah. I really hadn't seen him since the Maze Runner. Was that the trilogy he was in?
Yeah, I do believe so.
Yep. Then Austin Freeman, Onset Groot, Stephen Blackheart. Da, 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 da.
I am not going to say the High Evolutionary's name because I will freaking butcher
Chakwadi Iwuji.
I hate you. I really do hate you.
I know.
Maria Bakalova
as Cosmo
was now, Cosmo's voice.
There's a couple of people in here that are either A, related to, or B, work with Gunn a lot, especially in the DC universe. One of these was the Rat Catcher from the Birds of Prey movie. What was the one before it? Suicide Squad.
Okay.
I can't remember who. And his wife had a bit part as one of the people on the Ogacorp ship factory, whatever that was. Oh, Nathan Fillion was in this again.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion. Oh, you know who we totally forgot about?
Hmm.
Zoe Saldana.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Playing Gamora, because she's not on the list of top cast because she doesn't come in until the middle of the movie.
Oh yeah.
But yes, let's get back to Nathan Fillion's, because Nathan Fillion's is probably my favorite sci-fi actor from Firefly.
Well, he was in the very first Guardian movie when they first get onto the kiln. There's this big blue guy who starts like, you know, I'm going to butter you up with jelly. And then Groot sticks his roots in his nose. And that's Nathan doing the voiceover for that. In the second one, there is supposed to be a shot of a movie theater, and all three movie posters had his face on there, but it got cut, unfortunately. So technically he was in the second movie, and then he had an actual speaking part, as you know, not in makeup or anything in this one, which was awesome.
Mr.
Daniela Melchior as Uhura. She's another one that has worked with Gunn on a few things. Yeah, she was the rat catcher in the Suicide Squad. She was the orange-haired one that they were trying to talk into giving them the data and stuff like that.
Right. Grace Gunn.
Yes, that's
Grace
that's
Gunn and Will Gunn.
Yeah,
we're both in the film. Yeah. What the hell was that? You mentioned her. Who was that? Sarah Alami? No.
Sorry, I was looking up Scarlett Bloom there.
Was it Scarlett Bloom that
she was one of the girls, little girls.
Okay. No, you, I thought you were talking about, the girl who ends up helping.
Oh, that was Uhura. Is it Daniela Melchior? I'm going to screw up your last name and I apologize. Melchior. Yeah, she's a rat catcher in Suicide Squad. There's a lot of, yeah. Oh, that's right. James Gunn did Lamb Shank at the very end, that like disformed thing that came out of the cage.
Yes.
That was James doing the voice for that. Pete Davidson did a voiceover in this.
Oh my gosh. That was a great line in the movie. I was looking at something really scary behind you.
Yeah. one of the gals that did voices on Archer, and she played Ant-Man's ex-wife. We're not gonna have a real good show, are we? We can't think of a darn thing.
My mind's just not working. I mean, I just saw the film. Maybe we should just get into what we saw.
Yeah. I mean, I got a couple little bits of, you know, now this film was filmed alongside the Galaxy Holiday Special. So it was kind of like concurrent, which is kind of cool.
There were a lot of cameos in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Sylvester
Judy
Stallone.
Greer. That's it. Judy Greer. She played the battle pig standing guard in front of the big pyramid thing. That's what it is.
I was just very happy to see War Pig is what it was called.
There you go.
Sylvester Stallone played Stalker Ogard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and another guy. Do you remember the TV show Smallville?
Yes.
Do you remember who played Lex Luthor?
Yes.
He's got this really kick-ass podcast, but he's the blue crystalline guy, and he played it originally in the second Guardians also. His podcast is really, really good.
Wait, you listen to somebody's podcast?
No, it's on YouTube. I don't listen to it. It's on YouTube. I watch shorts.
I was going to say, you don't listen to our podcast?
I do, too. It plays in my car every goddamn day just to boost our number, dumbass.
God damn, I need another tidbit. Come on, people, listen.
put it on your computer, turn the volume up, just let it play through. That's all we're asking. Just let it play in the background. You don't have to listen to it. Just play it. Don't care. So this was the first.
So wait.
Go ahead.
Before we go any further, we've talked about the cast and everything. I think we need to go into Mr. James Gunn.
That's good. I don't have much info on him, so that's going to be all you. I know that there was a fallout from some tweet from 20 years ago, and they fired him, and then they rehired him, and whatever.
Let me tell you, Mr. James Gunn.
Before you start, do you like him or not?
You know, all of the negative stuff that I saw written about him, I tend to not agree with. They bring up, oh, you know, he's always hiring his family members. He's only hiring his friends, stuff like that. And honestly, I have to say that it doesn't matter who you are in the entertainment industry. You're always hiring your friends. You're always hiring.
When you make a good connection to a good actor or a good whatever, yeah, you keep them on. That's just the way it is. I mean,
when I direct a show, or if I'm directing a show, I have the exact same production team every time. Doesn't matter. I have the same stage manager. I have the same lighting designer. I have the same everything. Why? Because I work well with them.
You can trust them to put out a superior product.
Right.
And in the end, what's your job as a director? To put out a superior product. Yeah.
Like my set designer in one show painted a floor, and I bitched about it the entire time. I was like, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. Because we were doing The Man Who Came to Dinner, and I was like, this floor looks modern. This is not a modern show. All of the reviews talked about the fucking floor, how great it was. And I was like, I just need to shut my mouth sometimes.
And keep hiring that boy.
There's kudos to you, Kevin Brown. You are one of the best designers in town, and I love working with you. Mr. Gunn.
I also personally like his movies. I think he has done three of the top 5-6 MCU movies at this point in time.
Well, we have to also remember that he started out as just a writer, and some of the crap that he wrote was not good.
That's how you get better. You write crap and then you improve. Didn't he work for Troma?
Ever heard of a movie called Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wrote it.
It was the funny one, though.
It wasn't funny. It wasn't good.
There were worse Scooby-Doo movies out there. His was the best of the batch.
Did he write Troma? Yes.
He wrote for Troma, which is the company that did the Toxic Avenger. It's kind of where he got to start, if I recall. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it goes on beyond that. He worked for Troma. He wrote the Tromaville Cafe. He wrote Troma's Edge TV for one series. Tromeo and Juliet.
You understand where he gets his irreverent sense of humor from quite quickly.
Now here with Guardians of the Galaxies, it was very interesting to see how he directed, and you can go and do research and stuff. Literally, he had the music picked out before shooting the movie.
All three of them, actually. They call it diegetic music, because it's not music on top of a scene, it's music in the scene. They're always listening to the Walkman or the Zune or whatever, and it's organic, but it is always very specific to the scene or the mood or lyrics that further the plot along or whatever, but it's always kick ass too.
We've talked about it in the past, like Kate Bush is running up the hill. Mm-hmm. How that song was or even Kate Bush's This Woman's Work in the Kevin Bacon movie, yep. She's having a baby, how the song is an integral part to the scene that's happening. And he did this on purpose. And in one of the quotes that I got from Chris Pratt, he would play these songs while they were filming so that they felt what the music was saying.
Smart.
So this to me as a music guy, because music to me is one of oh man, this world without music, I would have killed someone.
You didn't have your depression rock from K-Tel, somebody would have died.
Brought to you by Ronco. But his ability to delve into a song, like, I'm very big on listening to lyrics.
More so than me. Which is true.
Well, hence the fact that you don't like Marillion, and I do. I listen to the lyrics, and you just sit there and go, I'm bored. I'm going to go do something else. I'll come back to the podcast in 5 minutes.
The other half of the music that, you know, for me, the music has to hook me in to make me interested enough to look at the lyrics. And it's music first, lyrics second with me, definitely. So it's just the way I am.
That's okay. Mr. Gunn directed all three of the galaxies, Guardians of the Galaxies, which, you know, that's great. I love that. We all remember that these characters were also in the Avengers movie.
Yeah, Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah. Which
was not
which brought up something that was said in one of the interviews that I was listening to.
He had no control over his characters.
Gunn had a problem in putting out the third volume of Guardians of the Galaxies, which was supposed to come out years before this, but COVID hit.
Yeah.
And Avengers Endgame comes out. A lot of stuff happened in Avengers Endgame with these characters that made Volume 3 almost seem like it was kind of stupid coming out. But
he handled it beautifully.
But he handled it beautifully.
And threw in a little social commentary on top of it. The whole scene when they're in the elevator.
He makes certain connotations through the movie, basically picking on people. And it's freaking hilarious. You're like sitting there going, was that a dig on Disney?
Oh yeah. That whole
I think that was a dig.
Oh yeah, the whole, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then he's like, oh, then my girlfriend died, and then she came back and she didn't remember me. It was kind of fucked up. Blah, 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 blah.
The entire time in the elevator was freaking awesome. All right, I don't want to get into the synopsis of the movie yet. Let's finish up with cast, director, then we'll take a break. And we'll come back and talk about the movie. But
this is the first MCU movie to have an uncensored F-bomb. Which technically, if you have a PG-13 movie, you're allowed to have one F-bomb.
There was an F-bomb in this?
Open the fucking door.
Oh, that's right.
It was one of those scenes that kept doing it, and he just like, it just popped out of his mouth, and Gunn's like, perfect, leave it. But think about this. Lord of the Rings are all PG-13. You could put one F-bomb in each of those films.
I would do it. All right. Mr. Gunn.
You shall not fucking pass.
You shall not fucking pass.
Sorry, I digress. That's what we're good at.
There was another movie that Mr. Gunn directed and wrote, starring Margot Robbie, John Cena, Viola Davis, Idris Elba. If you haven't guessed it yet, The Suicide Squad.
The first one or the second one? Cena was in the second one.
This one says The Suicide Squad. Nope, this has to be the first
Cena one. Cena was in the first one? I saw that movie.
Let's see. When did this come out? Do, 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 do. Why is it that they don't have the dates? Where the hell are the dates?
See, the original one was 2016. And I don't see Cena in there at all.
This was 2021, The Suicide Squad.
Okay. The first movie was just called Suicide Squad. The second movie is The Suicide Squad. Okay, so yeah. I have not seen the second one yet. I kind of want to just because I do like John Cena. I think he is hilarious.
I just watched it the other day, and it was really good. You know what else was really good? Fast and the Furious 7, I think it was, with The Rock and
I think
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good. Anyways, Sean Gunn is once again in another movie. Stephen Blackheart was in The Suicide Squad as well. And Nathan Fillion. We all have some sort of a fascination with Nathan Fillion. Yeah. Peter Davidson. There you go. Totally can't stand him. Oh, yeah.
Michael Rooker is in The Suicide Squad.
So
he popped in for a hot second in Guardians 3, too. Little cameo there at the end.
So I'm going to say Mr. Gunn has done some interesting shows. And if you enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy or The Suicide Squad, get ready because he is in development right now to be the writer for Starsky and Hutch, the new TV series that's going to come out.
Well, didn't they make him like the head of the DCU pretty much? Like
pretty much.
The Russo brothers are the head of the MCU kind of, or Feige is the head of the MCU. He's kind of like the head of the DCU, which thank God, because they need somebody with a clear vision to get their movies together.
Well, he is, he's actually written the new Superman that's going to come out, Superman Legacy, which comes out in 2025.
Cool.
So he is starting to make his mark on the DC world, which is a fabulous thing because the DC world is not as strong as the Marvel world. Stan Lee was just, he was an incredible guy, and anything that he touched turned out to be a rod for success. Yeah. It was a lightning rod for success. And I don't think that you could talk about any Marvel-based series that's ever happened and not talk about Stan Lee and his participation in developing almost half of the characters that you've seen on the screen so far.
Yep.
He was my favorite comic book writer. He ran Marvel Comics for years. You know, was never listed as the head guy, but everyone went to Stan Lee.
Yeah. The boss say? Shouldn't we check with Stan first? Oh, yeah.
Anyways, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Then we're going to get into the meat of this movie. Because there's a lot to talk about in this movie. This was not like any other Guardians of the Galaxies that was out. And
you are correct.
I left the movie theater today very confused. I wouldn't say that I was underwhelmed or overwhelmed or any. The other two movies were totally different than this one.
Yeah.
We will get into that. We'll get into how dark it was, because it was an extremely dark movie. Anyways.
Scott's a sensitive soul.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to leave you with the song that started the movie. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Make sure that you check back soon for part two of this podcast.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.